Good morning, guys. This is Corinne from the Broadway Showbiz Network in New York, and I just wanted to discuss a thing about. I thought it was pretty funny. I got an email from Dunkin' Donuts that I could get $2 iced coffees. What a great deal that is! But when they give you a medium $2 iced coffee, it's mostly ice and about, I don't know, tiny little bit of coffee. And I noticed I can make just as good iced coffee at home. I love Dunkin'. But those $2 iced coffees are mainly you're paying for the ice. And if you make your own ice, you can make your own home-brewed coffees that are just unbelievable. I know I talked about this another time, but I'm gonna talk about it again because there's really nothing else to talk about today, unfortunately. So, if you are into exotic coffees, I think you'll really enjoy this. What I do is I take lots of different types of coffee and mix them all together and brew them hot. Then I let them cool down for about, well, I have a stainless steel coffee machine and it stays hot for a very long time. But I pour it into a cold brew pitcher. I tried doing cold brew by itself and I just didn't like the way it came out. So instead, I brew it hot and then I pour it in the cold brew pitcher. At when it's at least not going to burn my hands, and then I let it sit in the cold brew pitcher for, just get cool. And then once it's at room temperature, I pour it into a pitcher and put it in the fridge, and it becomes iced coffee. But I would say you do what use whatever coffee you like, whatever your favorite style is. Just to let you know what I do is I use, different kinds of coffee, and that are drip. I even buy the I get give away my Keurigs a few years ago because I actually didn't have the counter space for the Keurig and the stainless steel, so I gave away all my Keurigs. I had a few Keurigs actually, and I gave them away. So now I use the stainless steel Black and Decker, which is great, and I make mixtures, about one part dark roast, one part French roast. It sounds weird. I mix different kinds. It's so amazing, though. A little bit of cinnamon from Trader Joe's. Then I add this apple cinnamon coffee. It's like an apple crumb cake or something. And it's like Guy Fieri. It was email. I bought it on Amazon. And I basically break open the K cup and put it in. And then I mix all these different flavors together. And it's like unbelievable. And then I use like chocolate coffee mate. I mean, it's just awesome. So, you should just experiment with your favorite coffees. Let it cool down when it's at room temperature. Put it in a pitcher and let it chill for, till it's nice and cold, then just serve over ice. And you can make the most amazing coffee house coffee. And instead of spending $2 for a cup, it's more like $3 for a pitcher. Huge difference. I didn't even realize it. I was probably spending like $40 a week on takeout coffee, and I could make it better and know what ingredients I'm using at home for $3 a pitcher as opposed to $3 a cup. I was going to Starbucks and Dunkin', and I was literally wasting like $50 a week on coffee. It's crazy. I mean, now I spend that on groceries and have them delivered to my house and eat much better food from Whole Foods. It's like, so if you give up your sorry Dunkin' and Starbucks, but brother, was that a waste of money? Especially now when you can't socialize there. I like going to those places to see friends and hang out and talk, but now because of it's what's going on with COVID, you can't really go to coffee houses. So why spend $3 to $5 on a coffee if you're gonna have to sit home and drink it in your house? You might as well make the best coffee you can at home, and it's literally a third of the price if you make it at home. And I buy fancy coffees, and even then, it's probably no more than $4 a pitcher. So that's like 4 or 5 cups for the price of one at Starbucks. Sorry, Starbucks, my money is not going to you anymore. This is Corinne reporting for the Broadway Showbiz Network.